Arthur, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, why was the decision made to remove these bills from the circulation? Or what decision, what justification did the government give for removing the bills from circulation?
That's the major problem. The motivations initially, on the very first day, was basically to fight terrorism, to fight terror, and then changed within 3 days to basically fight black money and subsequently to introduce digital revolution in India, basically, you know, cashless transactions, digital payments methods. Possibly the three interlinked motivations there, the three goals, but which goals? I mean, most of these ones are in a good, but demonetization possibly doesn't impact on them much.
It's quite intriguing you mentioned there the sort of idea that they need a digital revolution because, as I mentioned in the introduction, 78% of financial transactions in India done in cash. I'm not sure what the numbers would look like here in Australia. I would imagine it's certainly less than that in this day and age. But with that many transactions are actually being done with paper money changing hands rather than digital transactions, how disruptive could this actually be?
Well, it's extremely disruptive because of timing issue. They got the agricultural cycle totally wrong. So it was the time when the regional economies in rural India, you know, employing 70% of people, they started sowing the seeds, and that's the time the money was withdrawn. And mainly the workers, they were dismissed. They had to go back to their villages. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get jobs, and the informal economy was hard hit, and also that was not very carefully planned. But the most important issue is the sequential problem here. There's a problem of sequencing in the sense that it's some kind of a bank-led digitization, digital revolution, but everywhere else in the developing world is a telecom-led digitization.
Mm.
What it means is that you have to build the infrastructure, telecommunications infrastructure first, and then you basically the supply side first, and then you bring the demand side out by, you know, motivating people to go digital.
Mm-hmm.
And to as you were saying, 78% Indians, they basically do cash-based transactions. If you look at the Indian scenario today, you know, fewer than 35% Indians above the age of 15, have ever used bank accounts. And less than 10% of them, of these 35% people, ever use non-cash payments. And if you look at the volume of transactions and the value of transactions, it's about 3% of the value of transactions mainly in cards. Why is this so? Of course, there's a cultural aspect in it, you know. People like to rely on the cash.
Mm-hmm.
But the main problem here is that we don't have the infrastructure. There's absolutely no infrastructure at all. But I understand the policy where it started. India has one of the highest cost of cash. As an example, the capital spends about 6 million hours a year and 1.5 million in fees to obtain cash. This is huge. But even in Delhi, that's the New Delhi, that's the condition because of poor digital infrastructure. So if you look at the situation carefully, you'll see that only 30% of Indians, they have smartphones, internet access, about one-third of the population. If you look at the connection, terribly, terribly poor. If you look at the mobile phone users, it's 70% in the cities. So the rural areas are totally unaffected by it.
Mm.
And most of the daily spending for an average family, is undertaken by women, and you can see that 70% of Indian women use internet.
Mm.
So this is the problem here. That first of all, they, specialists are saying they put the cart before the horse. They should have first created the infrastructure, digital infrastructure, and then should have gone for this.
Mm.
And the main problem here is that what they didn't understand at that point in time, that there may be a permanent shocks. because the retail sector is affected, the wholesale business is badly affected, the supply chain is almost devastated, especially for fresh foods and, you know, that kind of markets. Informal sector is very badly affected. And the net gain after more than a month, it seems that about $5 billion dollars worth of black money will be destroyed from this news. And the cost, the most conservative cost, is about $25 billion plus. You know, that I'm talking about all the financial cost. You know, there's a huge cost from disruption, you know, from marriages to funerals affected by it. So it's a pretty serious situation. Most likely it was a good policy, but it was not undertaken properly. Timing problem is a major problem, and so is the sequencing problem. That's my take.
Well, it seems to me that they've, from what you're saying there, Partha, that they've basically put the onus on the people in order to just basically get around this. We've implemented this. You guys need to find a solution rather than making the solution available to people and then the demand rising naturally from that. I guess, what kind of reaction are we actually seeing amongst the Indian people, and how is that reaction likely to affect the Prime Minister's position?
Well, at the moment, I think people take this as a bitter pill, mainly to fight corruption and terrorism. They don't understand the digital side yet, but they think they're actually fighting terrorism. They're fighting black money. They're actually bearing a huge cost for the good of the nation. I think that people have shown remarkable patience. They don't understand yet the cumulative cost will be possibly materializing in 5 to 6 months' time. Because everything is normal. If the economy are different, then it's nothing but deferred expenditure. You know, people can't spend now, and they'll be spending after 3 months, so everything comes back to normal. But seemingly, that's not the problem. The supply side is already affected very severely. And it'll be hit around 3 to 6 months' time. And then, and it'll hit very, very vulnerable people. And that could have political implications.
Well, Partha, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us this morning, having a little bit of a chat with us about this one.
Thank you.